This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. A Trump administration official said Saturday border officials are aiming to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the swelling number of Central Americans arriving in the country. It was the latest attempt to ease a straining immigration system, which officials say is at the breaking point. Hundreds of officers who usually screen cargo and vehicles at ports of entry were reassigned to help manage migrants. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border next week.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation.
His administration also announced it was cutting direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The State Department said it will work with Congress to suspend payments to the trio of nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have marched through Mexico to the U.S. border. Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who's aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim President Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it's obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. The permission would mark a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. In Afghanistan, at least four students died after a mortar was fired at a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province. More than a dozen others, including two teachers, were wounded. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban's capture of an important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. The UN Human Rights Committee is putting a spotlight on Vietnam for what it says is the repression of basic freedoms and gross violations of human rights, including torture and a special concern, execution.